"What shall we do? What shall we do?" he cried. "Escaping goblins to be caught by wolves," he said. And it became a proverb, though we now say, out of the frying pan into the fire, in the same sort of uncomfortable situations. "Up the trees, quick!" cried Gandalf. And they ran to the trees at the edge of the glade, hunting for those that had branches fairly low, or were slender enough to swarm up. They found them as quick as ever they could, you can guess, and up they went as high as ever they could trust the branches. You would have laughed from a safe distance if you had seen the dwarves sitting up in the trees with their beards dangling down, like old gentlemen gone cracked and playing at being boys. Feely and Keely were at the top of a tall larch like an enormous Christmas tree. Dore, Nore, Ori, Oin, and Gloin were more comfortable in a huge pine with regular branches sticking out at intervals like the spokes of a wheel. Bifa, Bofa, Bomber, and Thorin were in another. Dwalin and Balin had swarmed up a tall, slender fir with few branches, and were trying to find a place to sit in the greenery of the topmost boughs. Gandalf, who was a good deal taller than the others, had found a tree into which they could not climb, a large pine standing at the very edge of the glade. He was quite hidden in its boughs, but you could see his eyes gleaming in the moon as he peeped out. And Bilbo? He could not get into any tree, and was scuttling about from trunk to trunk, like a rabbit that has lost its hole and has a dog after it.
"You've left the burglar behind again," said Nori to Dori, looking down. "I can't be always carrying burglars on me back," said Dori. "Down tunnels and up trees. What do you think I am, a porter?" "He'll be eaten if we don't do something," said Thorin, for there were howls all round them now, getting nearer and nearer. "Dori!" he called, for Dori was lowest down in the easiest tree. "Be quick, and give Mr. Baggins a hand up." Dori was really a decent fellow, in spite of his grumbling. Poor Bilbo could not reach his hand, even when he climbed down to the bottom branch and hung his arm down as far as ever he could. So Dori actually climbed out of the tree and let Bilbo scramble up and stand on his back. Just at that moment the wolves trotted, howling, into the clearing. All of a sudden, there were hundreds of eyes looking at them. Still Dori did not let Bilbo down. He waited till he had clambered off his shoulders into the branches, and then he jumped for the branches himself. Only just in time. A wolf snapped at his cloak as he swung up, and nearly got him. In a minute there was a whole pack of them, yelping all round the tree and leaping up at the trunk, with their eyes blazing and tongues hanging out.